from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, a young golfer who died after being hit by lightning in Sussex County has been laid to rest today. A funeral was held for Simon Mariani in his hometown of Franklin Lakes. The 28-year-old Notre Dame graduate was struck on July 8th at Ballyowen Golf Course. He died nearly a week later. Then this past Wednesday, 61-year-old Cinnaminson resident Robert Montgomery died after being hit by lightning at an archery range in Jackson. He is being mourned as a beloved father and grandfather. New Jersey News brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood, family owned and operated for over 50 years. Town Appliance has small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood or from home online at townappliance.com. The Salvation Army continues to help residents in Somerset, Union, and Middlesex counties affected by Monday's severe flooding pick up the pieces. Seth Dittmer, the Salvation Army New Jersey's Director of Emergency Disaster Services, says mobile teams have been out throughout the area this week to distribute a number of things.
Meals, drinks, cleanup kits, which come in a bucket for folks to use to clean up their their affected spaces, garages, basements, et cetera, as they muck out and try to salvage what they can.
Dittmer says the destruction that residents are experiencing is comparable to the remnants of Hurricane Ida in 2021. People can learn more about what impacted residents need at salvationarmynj.org. And President Trump is suing the owner of the Wall Street Journal after the outlet reported that he sent Jeffrey Epstein a body letter for Epstein's 50th birthday in 2003. After the story was published last night, Trump called it fake and immediately threatened to sue owner Rupert Murdoch. Today, Trump's legal team filed a libel lawsuit against Murdoch, the journal's publisher, Dow Jones, and reporters. Now, the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Stocks end the day down. Peacock is hiking its subscription rates by $3 a month. The streamer from NBC Universal has notched a recent win with hit series Love Island and does expect more viewers as the NBA season begins again this fall. Starting next Wednesday, Peacock subscriptions are going up to $10.99 a month with ads and $16.99 a month without ads. That ranks among the most expensive streaming services on the market. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 142 points at 44,342. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Staying sunny for Saturday, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Earlier this week, I talked about some perfect weekend weather. Unfortunately, the forecast has drifted a little bit. There is a chance of rain both days this weekend. The most widespread and impactful looks to be on Sunday. And then we'll dry out. The next chance of stormy weather after that won't be until next Friday. Tonight looks great, comfortable, partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures dip into the mid-60s on average. For tomorrow, scattered clouds, highs in the lower 80s. There's a chance we stay dry, but there's an equal chance, I'd say, for a few showers popping up, maybe even some pockets of heavier stuff in southern New Jersey. It all depends on how this front wiggles and how humidity comes back into play. Sunday will definitely be the cloudier, more humid, more unsettled day of the weekend. Watch for a round of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon Sunday. Highs push back into the upper 80s. Sunny, breezy, refreshing Monday. Highs back down to the lower 80s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Orange 83, Hillsborough 82, Toms River 82. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather is brought to you by Wind Creek Bethlehem. Skip the summer traffic. In just 90 minutes, you could be enjoying a beautiful hotel room, delicious dining, a luxury spa, and the hottest slots all at Wind Creek Bethlehem. Plan your getaway at windcreekbethlehem.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey, 101.5. Join the conversation.